This is 0 Degrees, the coolest news on the net.
The Supreme Court prepares to hear cases from Guantanamo and good news from the war in Iraq. Welcome to 0 Degrees. I'm Peter Stone.
We don't do anywhere near enough to try to prevent dangerous materials and products from coming into our country. We don't even do enough of it within our own country. We have totally turned our back on the information that is available to try to better track the impact on children and others of these kinds of exposures to toxic materials.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton weighed in with her opinion regarding toy safety standards in the United States. Clinton's response was part of a Democratic Party debate in Iowa on Tuesday. The most prominent issues addressed by the debate included Iran's nuclear weapons program, immigration enforcement, and trade policy with China. With less than 30 days before the Iowa caucus, polls show candidates Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards in a virtual tie. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad declared a victory over the United States today. It comes after a U.S. intelligence report concluded Iran had stopped developing an atomic weapons program in 2003. The assessment is a direct contradiction of a report issued in 2005, which served as part of the Bush administration's escalating rhetoric against Iran. Russian diplomats have said the new report will undermine U.S. efforts to impose stricter sanctions on Iran. Russia possesses veto power on the U.N. Security Council. There's good news on the war in Iraq. Civilian and military deaths are both down, as are attacks on U.S. troops. Although the troop surge attributed for the recent benefits to the region has been widely acknowledged as a success, it is coming to an end. By next summer, 25,000 U.S. troops will leave the country. General David Petraeus campaigned for the troop surge and said that although American troops are being withdrawn, it will not compromise Iraq's stability.
The Iraqi surge will continue. That has been ongoing throughout this time as well. And tens of thousands of Iraqi soldiers and a like number of police have been added to their roles during this time.
Petraeus said that although he is concerned with the departure of U.S. troops, he is confident that Iraq's military will be able to sustain the positive progress. Where's Waldo? Defense Secretary Robert Gates made an unannounced trip to Iraq on Wednesday to determine whether a recent downturn in violence can be sustained. He also wants to determine if Iran has been working to stop smuggled weapons shipments into Iraq. The U.S. military has said bomb-building materials had been traced back to the country, and it was likely Tehran had knowledge of the incident. Gates' trip comes after meeting with tribal leaders and U.S. troops in Afghanistan earlier in the week. Debate over the rights of Guantanamo detainees has reached the Supreme Court for a third time since 2004. The High Court will consider the constitutionality of detention without trial. The right of habeas corpus guarantees protection for individuals from arbitrary imprisonment in a complete review of their case by someone deemed to be a neutral fact finder. The Bush administration failed to win two previous decisions, and now the pressure is mounting. Detainee lawyer David Reams says various groups are responsible for applying that pressure.
The administration's under incredible pressure to empty Guantanamo out. They've been able to delay definitive judicial action on Guantanamo for 6 years, really. But at this point, I think it's fair to say that the walls are closing in on them.
Brad Pitt is pushing the effort to rebuild New Orleans by putting $4 million into construction of environmentally friendly, affordable homes.
They're raised, they're built to storm standards, and there are safety measures built into the house in case someone were to be caught in a storm like that again.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or rather Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, moved their family to the city a year ago. Talk about a vacation. John Darwin, a British man assumed dead for 5 years, reappeared last weekend claiming to have amnesia. He is now charged with fraud after London paper The Daily Mirror claimed it had a photograph of John and wife Anne Darwin in Panama. Anne moved to Panama after claiming her husband's life insurance policy. Many people make 0 Degrees possible. 0 Degrees is produced in part with the American University School of Communications. Our executive producer is Rick Rockwell. Producer is Dan Aspen. Our associate producer is Matt LaRotunda. Catherine Roberts is our technical operator. And Michael Galelli is our announcer. Thanks for listening to 0 Degrees. I'm Peter Stone, saying for everyone here at the 0 Degrees team, have a happy holiday season.